Okay, today we're doing Perek Achadasar in Masechet Nedarim, Halacha Hey, which is not Rishtovus of Ushan Adravin Tov, but we will first chazer yesterday is Halacha Dalet. Kenim she'ini osa pi Abba v'al pi Avika v'al pi Achi v'al pi Achicha eino yochol lafer. She'ini osa pi Echa eino tzarich lafer. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer, Shemat Adif Alav, Yoter Min HaRo'i Lo, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer Yafer, Shem Yigarshena, Vetei Asura Lachzor Lo. Taman Taninan HaMagdish Masa Yidei Ishto Harei Zo Osa Ve'Ochelet, But HaMotar, Viz Magdish Motar Masa Yidei Ishto, Rabbi Meir Omer Hegdesh, Rabbi Yochanan Asana Omer Chulin, Reb Shimon ben Lakish on there we're talking about. B'motar chamesh loyim pligin. We're over there. She is going beyond the part of the ma'ala l'mezonot. Ve'ino natin l'ma'a kesev l'tzorcheha. Since he isn't notin l'ma'a kesev, so memela, it turns out that the ma'asei yadea now belong to her, because he holds that ma'asei yadayim is in exchange for the allowance, not exchange for the was a machlokas. Exchange for the allowance is not an exchange for the actual parnosa, the normal food. The tanina mienu no tina ma kesef l'tzorcheha ma siyader shela. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'motar le'achan mitapa gina. Where over there he will be zoche in it when she dies. So the part of lo she'ino ma'ala no mizonod. And he doesn't give her either, not mizonot, not ma'akeseh. Therefore, in the reisha, he can't be magdish, because they're first. But even motar ma'aseh yadea, or not his, but in this case, since it'll be yorish or achamisa, so then the machlokes says whether he should be, he can be made for now. Abu b'ma'alelo mizonot, debyakol kidesh. Over there, he can be makadish, motar ma'aseh yadea, because he holds that motor masayada will be his now lacharmita. Rabbi Meir Omer ino tzarich lafer, because if she asks motor masayada, then it's not hers. He doesn't have to be made. Rabbi Yochanan Asan Omer shala, and Rabbi Akiva Omer shala motor masayada, and therefore the neder ischa. And Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he has to be made for because of Shasha Motar. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, who says, only worry about Gerushin, and he holds it Shalom. Rabbi Akiva says, Yafer. I thought the point is if it's Shalom, he can't be made for Avichai. And a Yochala Hafer, what's it his business? If it's hers, Amar Ababa, Rabbi Sha'os Rabbi Adam Mila Asod. And therefore, ad chamesh shloim ikeforzer ukofa. Mikan ve'elachena kofa, and therefore he's going to end up being afraid. Mityarei shematase yeter v'nim tzenene minayisur. So now, therefore, it makes him uncomfortable, and it becomes dvorim shebeno levena. Afuken Rabbi Kiva Omer yafer shalom. Rabbi Yochanan says yafer only because shema yigarshena. Why doesn't he hold that it's dvorim shebeno levena right now? Amar Rabbi Lo, because he says, what's the problem? Efshila lasot chamesh shloim mitzumtzama. So set them aside, and that's it. So ad chamesh shloim kofa. Mikan ve'elach ena kofa, but eno mit yarei shem at adiv kosho, nimtzenene min aser. So why, therefore, is there a problem? Only because it's after gerushin. Understand? So then the from Ken Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan Yafer, after gerushin, it's for sure none of his business. So how can he be made for him? Rabbi Lo, time it. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, shemitoch shiyodat, shemigarsha ya osra lachzor lo. So if she wants him to get upset at her, she's not worried. Taf bakdito, who megarsha? He needs to be able to be megarsha. Therefore, it's considered to be dvarim shebeno levena. Says the Mishnah Lokahi. Nadra ishto v'zavushin adra bito. Nadra bito v'zavushin adra ishto. Nadra benazir v'zavushin adra bekorban or bekorban v'zavushin adra benazir. Nadra minateinim v'zavushin adra minanavim. Minanavim v'zavur And this, as the Gemara is true, afilo shama v'shatak, afilo shama v'kiyem, when it says, yachzor v'yafer, it doesn't matter, because even if he had been mefer, yes, before he was mefer, and it's lav dafka because it was afara b'ta'ut, even if he was mekayim b'ta'ut, even if he was shatak b'ta'ut. In all such cases, it's not called afara or hakam. A lot of...
They passes, and he thought it was something...
He can be made for now.
I thought you said...
I didn't know about it.
And now the day begins for his...
Right. I only found out about it now. Omra kenim te'enim v'andovim elu. She'eni to'enet. So if he's mekayim, the te'enim, kulo kayim. Once he's mekayim half of another, he can't be made for the other half. Hey for all the te'enim. Enom ufar she'efer afla novim. So the netter, the entire netter is not mufra. We have not focused, but that means none of it's mufra. Or only the rest of it's not mufra. Omra kenim te'enim she'eni to'emet. Anavim she'eni to'emet. So over there she made two separate nedorim. Areyelu shnei nedorim. Gears have changed. Itanai tana yakimenu mimenu. Yafeirenu also means mimenu. So some darshan, from the fact that the Torah puts together isha yekimenu, isha yefeirenu, yekimenu the mashmaut is yekimimenu, as we saw in the Bible. So even if he's mekayim miktzat, that's also kiyem. Since there's a hekesh from yekimenu to yefeirenu, in the same way yekimenu is with miktzat, even though the lashon of yefeirenu is not mashmaut miktzat, because it's not a play on words, nonetheless, we learn out from the Yekimenu that the Yefeirenu is also a mitzvah. The Eastern Oitani, Yekimenu only means Yekim Mimenu, Kula. The Yefeirenu, sometimes is Makish, Yefeirenu is Kula. On Eastern Oitani, Yekimenu is Mimenu, but Yefeirenu is Kula. That's the more correct version. Itanai Tanuye Yekimenu Kulo, Yefeirenu Mimenu. So there's a Tana that's dorished a different mashmaot. That you can be mefer a part of the neder. But if you were mefer part of the neder, it's considered to be afara for all of the neder. And the masnisin kamadi yomri yekimenu mimenu, but yefirenu kulo. The way to understand the Mishnah is that it's going according to mandi yomri that hakoma b'miktzas is hakoma for the whole. But afara v'miktzas is afara only for the part that you were made for. Because it says, kiyem l'teinim, kiyem l'kulo, but afer l'teinim einim ufarach yafer afla anavim. So that means that kama is considered to be partial for the whole, but afara is only for what you were made for. Omra koinim te'inash enitor emet v'od inav. How about if she says, koinim te'ina, and if I am Tayyim, I will also be assuring myself on Anavim. So is this one neder where you have to be made for the entire thing? Or the neder and the Ta'ina and the Anava, each one is a separate neder?
One's a condition.
Even though one's a condition, but if it goes into effect, it's not the same neder, it's a separate neder. Tafluk to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. This is Tolin the Machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Acha HaNeder. Remember, it's a machlokas we've had already three times. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you always go according to the chalos of the neder. If you go according to the chalos of the neder, it's two different nedarim, because since the neder on the grapes were only chal after you eat the tehina, so each one is a separate neder. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you go after the amira. So according to Rabbi Akiva, since he's Elach Achara Yisra, so Bishah Samira, since she mentions both the Teina and the Anava, so it's Chalom both of them. Halacha Zayin, Yodea Nishi Yesh Nedarim, Mabeya Yodea Sheish Befirim. So the Baal or the father says, I never heard of such a thing, that it's possible for me to be made for a Nedar. I just found out today, which is a year later. What's the Halacha? Yafir. He can be made for today is considered to be Yom Shema. Yodea nishesh befirim. Aval eni yodea she's a neder. I didn't know that this was the type of neder that a person can be made for that requires afara. So Rabbi Meir Amar Lo Yafer, because over here, since he knew that there was such thing as afara sindor, you should have been made for him. It's sad that it's a neder that you can be made for. Chachamim Amrim Yafer, since he didn't know, it's considered today, it's considered to be Yom Shama. Omer Rabbi Zeira, time of Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi Meir's for? He says that Ilagi, it's actually, the husband knew that he can be made. Even though he didn't know there's a neder, why wasn't he made? Because he wants to keep his options open, and he should be able to claim that he's got a divorcer. So it turned out it's a neder. What do I got? Why do I make life easier? I use this as an excuse. Shetidor v'yagarshena. So what happened over here is that basically he knew that he could have gotten rid of the neder. And he didn't mind. Now he's decided that he wants to use it just to get rid of his wife. All of a sudden, a year later, now he found out. That's not considered to be a Yom Shama. Dal Kain Ayala Lafer HaSharif. It was not that way. Dal Kain is the Im Lo Kain. It's a Yerushalmi ain't. So, if it wouldn't be for that, then he would have been made for right at the beginning. So therefore, the Chachomi were kines over here that he cannot be made for. They took away his rights for Afra.
One more.
Halacha chet hamudara na'a mechatano v'rotze l'ten l'bito ma'od. Omer la'arei ha'ma'ot ha'elo netunim lach matana. U'bevad shelo yeh l'balech pashut behem, elo ma sha'at noseit v'noten ha'pipich. Tony, it says in the Braita that he has to also say v'lo lech, and he has to add the second piece. Shalom yelach reshut ela mashat nosneit v'natenet bepich. Because if not, then the Baal will get it through her. Omer Rabbi Mantan of a lolech. Who is the author of this additional clause? That it's not enough to say just a t'nai that your husband shouldn't have reshut. It's Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is avad yad hevek yad rabo. He holds that there's no separate zechiyah of the Eved and the Rav, that first the Eved is zeich and the Rav. It's one hand. So Mamela, if she has any zechiyot, you're giving those zechiyot to your rotten son-in-law. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't make a t'nai that contradicts the etzem giving. Let's say, I'm giving amanas that I'm not giving. That's what it boils down to. The only thing that you could do is you say, I'm not giving you anything until you put it in your mouth. Well, so then at that point, I mean, obviously when she puts it in her mouth, it's in her mouth. What are you going to do about it? So according to Rabbi Meir, it's only if he also doesn't give the his daughter the reshus on it. But im lo amar v'lo lech, and all he says is with a t'nai, that your dirty husband doesn't get any rights to it. So then, zakat ha'isha, zakat ba'alah. There's no way to prevent it, and it's as if he's being mehaneh, his son-in-law, which would be a violation of his neder.